Good morning, my name's Andrew. I'm doing triple duty this morning. I'm a missionary from Australia that works in Fort Myers at a missionary headquarters. We send missionaries to nearly 30 countries around the world. And so this is the mini mission spot. But it's actually, the double duty is that it's an advertisement for something that's happening in this church in a few weeks on the Wednesday nights for adults. We're going through a series over 8 weeks called The Seven Streams of Grace. And it is a whole Bible curriculum. We're going to go probably 150 to 200 Bible stories in 8 weeks. And at the end of the series, I'm hoping that you'll be able to open your Bible at any place and go like that and know where it fits and why it fits there. That's a very ambitious claim, but hundreds and hundreds of people have done this and found that that's pretty true. So I'd like you to think about that for Wednesday night, starting in about four weeks from now, for 8 weeks straight. 5 weeks, I've got the signal. One of the things that we'll be doing, now I'm going to triple duty, I'm doing the scripture reading, is placing things in chronology, in a timeline order. And if you don't have a good timeline in your brain for how the Bible works, then the Bible is like a giant collection of random stories and kind of like Aesop's fables. And so when you open at a passage, you hear a verse from somewhere, you hear a reading, and you go, well, I don't know where that fits or why it's there, so it must be about a lesson for my life. And so we look at the text and we take out lessons. Now, guess what happens if we read the Bible in search of lessons? We end up as legalists, and that's what the Pharisees did. So we actually do need a basic chronology of why things go this way, and particularly that the story is not about us. The Bible is actually not about us. It's about God. It's about a very, very long story of a suffering lover, a suffering father who has these completely feral children and starts in the garden, and the whole book is one story. So we emphasize this when we do this thing. And in the mission this week, we had a debate in the executive, went for hours, on the issue of our theology of mission. If we think of missions as the Great Commission, God commanding us to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, then again we end up as legalists, because it's all about, here's the command, will you obey it? If you obey it, you're a good person. If you don't, well... And so we talk about how well we've fulfilled the command or not. But the Great Commission is part of the story of God in the Bible. And we talked at the mission this week about that the story is about God. And it's not the Great Commission for us. It's God's mission. That God has been, from the beginning of the book, on a mission. And he's been sending his son, and the Father and Son send the Spirit, and Jesus sends the 12. And there's all this sending going on and on and on. We're just participating in a divine activity that has been going on inside the Trinity from before time began. And that's a much more interesting way of doing missions than thinking about giving you money to Bangladesh or something. Is that, hey, this is God. This is what God's doing.